Whites.
Charlie Bartlett was in love with Kennedy, and he still is, and he writes a mean column about every week. So this week he says that at Johnson's request, the Treasury will shortly review its disinclination to allow railroads, tunnels, and gratings. And then he says Johnson has already nudged Orrin Harris to get him to pass the transportation bill. The transportation bill is done out of Harris's committee, and I've never nudged him, and nobody's asked me to, and I haven't talked to him on the subject. Don't know one damn thing about it.
And you have not talked to anybody in the Treasury
department. That's right. He can order a review of the Treasury's tax ruling, but he cannot order the tax officials to rule against their interpretation of the law. I'm not trying to get them to rule anything. These are technical decisions. It'll be awkward reverse. I wondered if you wouldn't read that and call him and say, now, I don't want to do an injustice to the president or to you, Charlie. I don't know who talked to you. But in these discussions, both labor and management raised questions about how they mistreated. And when they did, we always said that we would see they got a fair treatment. But nobody mentioned tunnels, and nobody mentioned gratings, and nobody mentioned Orrin Harris. And the president has not talked to a human being about any of these things, and doesn't plan to. That if the unions have a problem with conciliation or any of their particular things, we'll see it to get a fair shake. If the railroads have a problem, we'll see it to get fair treatment. But we're not making these decisions. They weren't a part of the consideration at all. And it's very unfair to leave that impression and maybe tell Newbold Noyes that. The Star.
Fair enough. And in addition to this, may I say that in any conversations I have with the Treasury, as of right now, I expect to go very, very slow with those.
All right. Well, that's right.
Okay.
I tell Newbold Noyes, the Star, that you just that nobody asked anything like this, nobody gave anything like this, and whoever's putting it out is just wrong, that there was a statement made about railroads not having fair tax treatment, and we said we'll see that everybody gets fair treatment. There were statements made many times by the railroad workers that they hadn't been treated fairly by Kennedy and Eisenhower and everybody else, that they had to go with the ICC. And that was a lot of procrastination. That's what Luna told me.
That's right.
But we said we'll give you fair treatment, and that's all. Now, that's what we're entitled to do. But to make this thing appear, he says, through it all, Mr. Johnson used every pressure as applicable, patriotism and tax relief.
That's so unfair. You'll recall that when they did talk to us about the tax business, it was pointed out that the fellow talking to us didn't even know what the issue was.
That's right.
And the only statement that was made to him was that this matter, like any other, would receive
fair consideration.
Fair consideration, period.
But I'd tell Charlie Bartlett, because he's in love with Kennedy, and he's kind of like Mary McGrory. They're both good writers, and they want to reflect on everything that this administration does. And I think the time to do it is for an objective person to say, now, I heard everything that was said. He never appeared when I didn't appear. He told both sides the same thing. He told the railroad workers that they'd get fair consideration. He told the others. He made no specific promises to see the Treasury and get them to change any rulings, and nobody asked him to. And none of them even knew what the trouble was, what the problem was. They just said that they wanted fair tax consideration. And so far as Orrin Harris is concerned, they have never talked to him. I checked with the president. He hadn't talked to him. Matter of fact, the bill's already passed Orrin Harris's committee. He's through with it. And Johnson hasn't called him and doesn't plan to call him. And Kennedy recommended the bill himself. Transportation bill, your friend Kennedy recommended. And then call Newbold Noyes and tell him that's a very unfair
all
story.
Right. And you'll find one in Newsweek, which isn't bad, but is not good. I've already talked to them about it.
What do they say?
Oh, they say just the same. They've got one paragraph in what otherwise is a pretty good story, implying the same thing about the tax thing. And I've talked to them this morning about it. It's that confounded New York Times editor, or the business page writer, plus one railroad president who apparently did a lot of loose talking. I've got it narrowed down to two at this point. I don't know which one it was. But
I think you ought to tell Wolf that he ought to tell his presidents that it's sure not doesn't help them a goddamn bit to be doing things like this, and they ought to deny it ever happened.
I'm going to see Wolf and Loomis very quietly this afternoon. I'm frankly, unless somebody tells me differently, I'm going to go awful slow with anybody in Treasury on this whole thing.
That's okay.
Very long time.
Right.
Thanks. Bye.